Annyeong, we are One to Sarang.
Your next favorite Hallyu podcast.
We talk K-drama.
Mandaming kilig na may K-drama.
We also talk K-pop.
Yung feeling ko sa 17 na they bring me so much happiness.
And we live to entertain.
What you gonna do when Dicky stay in front of
Check us out now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Also on YouTube. Join us sa Tawanan at Kwentuhan
from One
to Sarang.
The views, takes and opinions expressed on this show are of the host's own and do not represent the views, takes and opinions of the Bunk Collective and its affiliates. Material and sources mentioned in this episode is for general and commentary purposes only. This episode might include strong language and may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised. Stay safe and stay wrestle everyone. Welcome to the main event, Mark.
Yon. So, welcome back to the Main Event Park Podcast. Consider this as a bonus episode of the show. So, on today's episode, pag-usapan lang natin tong presentation ng Young Bucks on the backstage footage from All in London. And yun, gusto na lang ito i-discuss for the first time para lang daw to sa continuity noong feud nila versus FTR. Ayan. So, ito. So, basically, they are talking and may monitor sila doon. Very, very serious. So, Young Bucks, as usual, very serious like that. And then, they only mentioned FTR. Parang ang dating sa akin ito, parang sila daw yung nag kukonsinte kay CM Punk. Ayan. So, Nick and Matt Jackson, they played the silent footage that's showing CM Punk approaching Jack Perry. Ito guys, itong mga footage na to, sa UK ito nangyari, All in London eh. Alam nyo ba sa UK, mahigpit sila when it comes to GDPR. Sobrang higpit nila. CCTVs, are counted as GDPR sa UK. I know that because nag-work ako sa isang company na napakahigpit when it comes to GDPR. Lalo na sa UK, sobrang higpit nila when it comes to GDPR. And to the fact that they are violating this and they are just ruining this shit and Tony Khan making money because of this, I don't know why or saan pa nakakuha ng kapal ng mukha tong si Tony Khan after this and after everything what's going on his company and everything what happened on this. Ayun. So, for the continuity, so parang nag-usap si CM Punk at saka si Jack Perry. And then, yes, you can see CM Punk shoving Jack Perry to begin the altercation, but inawat agad sila. So, ito. Ito yung medyo na-off ako. So, legit na-off ako dito as in. So, the Young Bucks ended their part of this segment by hyping up fucking Young Bucks versus FTR 4 at on their upcoming pay-per-view sa Dynasty. And then, everyone is ready to move on from this. And then, parang nag-promo na lang sila and they made a promo and yeah, they are alam mo yun, nandidiri talaga ako eh. So it's so stupid to talk about this, seriously, like sobrang labo, sobrang unnecessary, sobrang defensive yung dating sa akin. Parang pwersadong response to sa naging interview ni CM Punk kay Ariel Helwani. And ano bang sa tingin nyo ang magbabago if AEW does this shit a lot? Ano bang magbabago sa AEW if AEW keeps mentioning CM Punk literally on their head kulang na lang ay gawin yung CEO si CM Punk even though he is with WWE. Ako, I don't like Punk. But I really respect Punk. On what? He did. Kung ano yung nagawa niya sa pro wrestling at sa lahat na nagawa niya, nire-respeto ko yun. But, I don't think everything will change after this. AEW is basically putting themselves into WCW like they are just spoiling the win ni Mick Foley nung naalala niyo yung win niya nung in-spoil siya sa Nitro. That's the level of lowness that we are getting right now in AEW. And I'm really sad to hear that a game-changing company now doing desperate measures on this. FTR, on the other hand, looks like they are fucking forced to do this. Parang persado sila dito eh, no? But parang persado tong mga to. Sama nyo na si Will Ospreay. I really respect Will Ospreay here, but I don't really get it. But lahat ng mga nasa segments ng dalawan to, it's very offensive sa kanila yung pinagkagawa ng itong mga nangarang araw. It's very offensive for them to deal with this. And masyado silang affected sa mga nangyayari recently. Ito na nga eh, ito na yung nangyari. Yung footage, isa pa, sobrang silent niya. Sobrang imposible kung paano nag-escalate yung kwento. So, anong sense ng pag-release nyo ng video? Parang nga lumalabas dito, binibase nyo na lang. Sino nanapak? Ang unang nanapak, oo, si Punk. Pero it doesn't change anything. And still, it doesn't make sense. Malabo eh. Diba? Parang, oh, incompetent na nga si CM Punk. Mali rin si TK dito. But it doesn't change the fact. Or hindi magbabago ang ihip ng hangin. Pero pointless pa din itong mga pinaggagawa ni Tony. No? Kasi Tony Khan, ang totoo lang naman kasi dito, Tony, I don't really see changes here, no? I don't really see things will change after of this crap. And sa lahat ng nangyayari ngayon, I don't really see any difference kung ano yung mangyayari after na itong promo na to. Naubos, medyo nawala rin yung respeto ko sa AEW because of that. I'm not going to say that I lost all of my respect to AEW. Hindi eh. Hindi pwede. Hindi siya appropriate to say. Because may justification pa ako bakit ako nanonood ng product. Tony Khan is not the wrestler that I want to watch on AEW. So I don't really care about Tony Khan. But Tony Khan is still the main guy of that promotion. So we should care about that guy. But I don't really care about that guy. But Tony Khan should be aware of what in the blue hell is going on. Kung napapansin nyo, si Tony Schiavone and si Renee Paquette, tangina, they are load na yung ulo nila eh, puche. Kasi everyone is not impressed of this. And parang ang lumalabas, they are just exposing CM Punk because ang assurance nila, para ma-expose lang si Punk kasi nungaling siya. Eh, ang pangit, di ba? Labo na nga, ang pangit pa. Sobrang pointless. Parang they are just proving themselves that they are idiots. it's a very bad idea to begin with because Tony Khan, in the beginning pa lang, sobrang labo na. Sobrang pointless ito. They are trying to prove themselves that they are correct. And they are not, they're trying to be stupid here. Just to be clear, hindi ako konsentidor ni CM Punk, no? Mali talaga si CM Punk doon. Yes, siya yung aggressor. And gago naman talaga si CM Punk. Yes. Oo, gago siya, oo. Pero, parang hindi rin kasi, eto, totoo lang nga, aggressor siya dito, oo. Pero, yung footage kasi na nakikita nyo, it doesn't say, oh, totoo naman yung mga pinagsasabi niya, but, nagmamatch siya, then, but, I'm not really that sure if, is this effective to prove their point? Is this their answer? Bakit nga ba masyadong OA si Tony Khan about this? And what's the point? Bakit masyadong umaarteng OA si Tony dito? No? Bakit siya umaarteng OA? Sobrang takot siya dyan sa video na yan. And based from the video that you guys are watched at pinagdedelit at kinakopyright na nila kahit sarili nila yung video, it's just funny as hell. Pero ito ah, may motivation nila. If the goal here is just the ratings or the dynasty buy rate, anong pinagmamalaki nyo? Anong gusto nyo palabas dito? Oo, kung sinungaling si CM Punk, so what? Anong point? Kung nagsasabi ng totoo si Punk, so what? Anong point? Anong makakatulong, anong maitutulong yan sa pay-per-view nyo? Anong maitutulong yan sa Young Punk, sa FTR? Anong maitutulong yan sa company mo? Wala. Because you guys are just living WWE in your heads. Sige, mataas yung ratings dahil dito. Thank you. Pero, it doesn't make sense. Like, it's just stupid. It's very pointless. It's very stupid. And everyone halos are just fucking illusional. Tony Khan, he is still the biggest idiot in the pro wrestling today. Mission accomplished. But I don't think he is successful on everything that he is doing right now. And I wish Tony Khan really think about this thing. Because everyone gave a bad impression about this promo. Ito, gagamitin ko tong sinabi ni Dave Meltzer. Everyone in AEW are really frustrated with Tony Khan's decision making in regarding to CM Punk. As soon as Tony did that, then I started hearing from people, and it was people who were just really frustrated going like, now it's back. The whole thing is back. People has been made to look bad now and they can't answer back. So it opened up a wound that need to be closed and they need to move past this. This doesn't do anything AEW good. If I am Punk, I'm laughing about it. Totoo. So, Tony Schiavone, kitang-kita naman natin sa video that he's trying to be distanced. No? He's trying to distance himself from this. Sa totoo lang. Observe naman sa video na makikita natin. And yeah, parang traumatic na siya eh. Parang traumatic yung video eh. Parang, ah shit, here we go again. Kita natin sa ano eh, sa body language niya nang nangyari. It's just bad. Seriously. yung reaction ni Tony Khan na this is a real life footage that affected many people, pinapatawan niyo ba ako? Hay nako, Tony. Kaya hindi ka talaga maseryoso ng fan base mo eh. Fan base or haters mo, hindi ka talaga maseryoso eh. But I hope